Welcome to the Marriage Adventure Podcast, where the journey is the destination. It's the highs, the lows, and everything in between.
Hey, and welcome to our first ever podcast. We're your hosts, Daniel and Bonnie Hoover.
Yes, sir. Today marks the day. Big news, big news. You ready? The Marriage Adventure launches. Woo!
Yes, we are so excited about this. We've been praying for it for a while, and we wanted to just tell you a little bit about us and why this is called the Marriage Adventure, and we would love to invite you to join us on it.
Yep, so you can join us here every week on our podcast, and then other things we'll tell you about in a little bit. But my name is Daniel, and this is Bonnie. We have been married for 23 years.
Yes, we have.
We met in college, and it was pretty quick. Like, we met, and then we kind of had, like, one or two little
hangout
type things, and then we kind of started dating on a Sunday night, and by Friday night, we knew. We looked at each other and were like, I think this is it.
Yes, and, yes.
Of course, when you're 21, 20, you can't tell anybody because they think you're crazy. So I went right home and told my parents.
Yes.
And they didn't think I was crazy because they met and married in 4 months and been married almost 60 years.
So. I didn't tell my parents that soon. They would have probably thought I was crazy. But we have a 10-year-old daughter named Josie and an 8-year-old son, Colby. And when we got married in college, we got married with 1 year left of college,
yep.
And we've been doing ministry together ever since in some form or fashion.
You had already been called to ministry in high school. Mm-hmm. I've been called to ministry in high school. We met, boom, and kind of been doing it ever since. So we got married. We had 1 year left in college, and we led worship. And so for the next 8 to 10 years, we traveled and led worship on the road at different things.
Yeah.
And then in the early 2000s, I think 2003, we came on staff part-time at our church and still traveled, which is North Star Church, Kennesaw, Georgia.
Love our church. Great church.
Yep. And then in 2006, we came on full-time staff as worship ministry and shut down our nonprofit that we had, mm-hmm. sold the motorhome we were traveling in, and settled in.
Yeah.
And was worship pastor. We were both on staff there. And then I was worship pastor there for the next, I don't know, however many years, 9 years. And then 4 years ago, I took over the executive pastor position there about 4.5 years. Yeah, and that's the role I'm in.
Yeah, and at that point, that's when God led me away from the staff position I was on. And came home to stay home with our little kids. Josie was starting kindergarten and just wanted to be home for her or at school with her some, and home with Colby still. And that was a great decision for our family. And we just entered a new season of ministry with that. It was different for us.
Yep. And so Bonnie and I have always had a heart for marriages. And so one thing we took over and kind of revamped and started our church was the premarital workshop to be able to invest in couples that were about to get married. And then we also started a couple checkup workshops. So this was a workshop for married couples that just, man, maybe they weren't in a pit, but they just needed a checkup. We all need a checkup. We need to take our cars in to get worked on checkup every once in a while. And that's what that workshop was.
Well, we saw out of the premarital workshops that we were doing, they were so great to prepare couples to get married. They were so in depth. They were 6 hours, mm-hmm. and we talk about communication and conflict resolution and so many great things. And we realized that a lot of times once couples get married, they don't actually talk about their marriage much more. They're kind of sent out and just they're on this
start
thing.
Living life. And for some reason, we think that we should get married and this thing should just, we're in love. It should just work. And I don't know about anything. It doesn't. I don't know anything else in our life that we have that we get and it just works.
Mm-mm.
I mean, maybe we try that, but I mean, you know, if you do that with your car, it's going to break. It needs oil changes.
Yeah,
it needs upkeep.
Done that too.
Yeah, your home needs things upkept. Upkept, is that a word? Mm-hmm. And so kept up. Mm-hmm. And so our marriage is the same way. So about that time, I felt God lead me to go back to get my graduate degree. And I don't know why, because I hated school when we were in it.
That was one of the biggest shocking, most shocking things you've ever told us, told me in our marriage, that you want to go back to school.
Well, you don't know you want to do something until you do. So I woke up one morning and did. But I went back for a master's in pastoral counseling and leadership. And so so I took on a great deal of the counsel ministry at our church, working with couples, not just through our workshops, but also now in more of a clinical type setting in an office, working one-on-one with those couples. One thing we began to see, but there was this one instance that happened, and it was a catalyst for a lot of what we're doing now with the Marriage Adventure. Typically there's some sort of internal combustion or some sort of thrust that happens that gets you off the couch and you say, I have to do something about that. And Bonnie, you want to tell what that was?
I remember we had met with a couple. We had gone to meet them in a restaurant, and they were just brokenhearted. They had experienced what so many couples experience, and one of them had been unfaithful, and they were trying to put their marriage back together, and they were broken. And
good people, too.
Great, godly people. And I got in the car. I remember us driving, and I was so furious, not at the couple, not at all at them. I was so angry at the enemy. I was so angry just knowing this is another one that has been attacked, and they were vulnerable. And even through, I mean, it tore me up. It made me so angry. And, and we started talking about the fact that the enemy doesn't have to take out the whole church with one major aerosol. He can't just launch one big aerosol and then take down the whole church. But instead, he's taken the bedrock of our church, the society that God put together. He established marriage to be the bedrock of society.
The infrastructure of it.
And he chips away at it steadily, just taking out one marriage at a time, until at some point, that's how he's going to take down the church, is through our marriages. And I remember being in tears and thinking, I feel like we got to do something about this. And we were doing the couple checkups and things like that. But he just began at that point to focus us in even more on the calling of, we have to work with marriages and help them get healthy.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, after that, I would every so often, I mean, I'd have somebody fill out an intake form, meaning they want counseling. They'd come in, they'd sit in my office. But then every so often, I'd get a text from a guy or a female I need to meet, or I'd get an email. And I'd go and I'd sit in my office, and they would sit in the chair and just crumble. And that happened time after time after time after time. And it just, that anger just welled up in me. And the sad thing is it's not just them, but I see so many adults who are in particular places because that happened to them when they were children. So the infrastructure is not just the marriage that he's destroying. It's the entire structure of that family for years and decades that he's trying to take down. And so his game plan isn't just to destroy things now. His game plan is to destroy things in the future. I'll never forget, I was watching this video. You know how you go down the rabbit hole of videos on YouTube and all that? Yeah. And you probably don't, but I did. So I was watching this random worst landslides caught on video, on tape, you know. And it showed these houses and massive buildings on the side of what is now a cliff. It used to just be land, but the land has eroded away in such a way that the building is just setting right on the edge. And then they caught it on film. The land begins to erode and landslide begins to happen. And pretty soon half the building is on land, half is not. And then it happens. The building just crumbles and goes down with the land. And that's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of what the enemy is trying to do to marriages and to the church.
So with this marriage adventure, part of that is that we want to keep the conversations going in marriages. Mm-hmm. We want to help people keep their eye on the ball and not just let it slowly erode without paying attention to it, and to kind of create a constant drip of resources and encouragement, because we need it in our marriage, and then to help listeners be able to focus on their marriages. So we want to keep talking about that.
It's now time for some seriously funny dad jokes.
All right, I'm going to read some dad jokes, and you're going to laugh.
Nope.
Here we go. If you're struggling to think of what to get someone for Christmas, get them a fridge and watch their face light up as they open it. Nothing? Hey. Really? Okay. What did the traffic lights say to the car as it passed?
Don't look, I'm changing.
Ah, you knew that one. As I handed my dad his 50th birthday card, he looked at me with tears in his eyes and said, you know, one would have been enough. Get it? Okay. Conjunctivitis.com. Now that's a sight for sore eyes.
What does that mean?
All right, here's the last one. I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him. Guess that's what I get for buying a purebred dog.
Purebred.
Colby laughed.
Colby laughed.
I did.
Yes, you did.
You did laugh.
I didn't let it out.
All right, so this is called the marriage adventure. And we like to say that the journey is the destination. Maybe you've heard that before. What does that even mean, that the journey is the destination on our marriage adventure?
Wow. When we set out on a journey, we have just that one destination in mind. And we think, okay, we're headed there. But we forget about all the things that can happen along the way. And I think as we've worked with premarital couples, it's been so fun because they come in and they have this light in their eyes, this excitement, this passion of, man, we're getting married, and they're planning the wedding. And
unless they've been engaged for like 8 or 10 years, we've gotten those. But for the most part.
But when we all set out to get married, we have these hopes and these dreams for the life we're going to build together. And we start out and we're on this high, and we're mapping out this great, huge adventure that we're going to have. And maybe we've got this snapshot in our heads of maybe we're thinking, oh, okay, we're going to have a few kids. We've got an idea of the kind of house and the...
I'll never forget our conversation. We call it the conversation. It was that Sunday night when we were in college. You're giving me this look like you don't remember. You do remember.
I do.
So we were in college. We had just kind of gone out on those few little hangouts. And this was the night I called Bonnie and I said, hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to hang out or something? And she said, yeah. And this was literally not like a fancy date. We were just going to hang out. And we had these trestles in the little college town that our college was in. And we went out on these trestles and we sat out there for hours and hours. And I'm not sure how we didn't get mugged.
I don't know.
But we just talked and we shared those hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
We shared, this is what I want out of life. This is what I want out of marriage. This is what I want out of my kids. This is what I want out of, you know, you do that before you get married.
It actually got weird thinking, oh gosh, I barely know this guy. And he's saying everything. He's planning out my future.
I had to watch what I said because I felt like I'm going to accidentally say you.
I know, because it was just all matching up. But we do that. We have all these ideas of what it's going to be like. And somewhere along the line, we see maybe ourselves sitting on in rocking chairs on the front porch in our in our 70s and 80s, and that it's been good. But no matter what that picture looks like, we see each other in it.
Yeah.
And we never imagine that somewhere along the way, something's going to happen that's going to cause us to not feel the same way about each other that we feel when we're first getting married. We start hitting these potholes.
Yeah. And the first year or two is tough, and people tell you that. So I think by now people go into it with, they go into it with light in their eyes, but they also go into it understanding it's the first couple of years. It's tough. You're trying to, two is becoming one is not the easiest thing in the world all the time. But then your adventure takes some unplanned detours. Mm-hmm. Maybe you lose a job, you move away from family, one of you gets sick, you experience infertility, or you find out your spouse isn't the housekeeper or cook you thought they would be or hoped that they would be. And maybe it's the first week you got married. I don't know. Maybe it's somewhere down the line. But you find out that somewhere along your adventure, you get flat tires.
Yeah.
And it's the expectations for the trip did not get met.
No. Well, and some of our detours that we take aren't bad. Sometimes I know couples who have been surprised in their first year of marriage with, hey, there's a baby on the way. And it turns out to be the greatest detour they could have imagined. And or later in marriage, people sometimes rewire for different careers or they just, maybe they go through adoption and that wasn't the way they thought they were going to build their family. But it turns out to be the only way they would have chosen when it's all said and done. And there's so many different detours that we can take, but we usually plan those major stops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're planning a trip
for next summer
and we've planned the major stops that we're going to make, where we're going to spend the night and
the cities we want to see. But the big thing that I'm doing some research on that, on planning this massive trip we're wanting to do. The big thing I'm reading from every blogger is saying, plan, have a route, but don't stick too hard to it.
Mm-hmm.
And go slow, because there's things along the way that's going to be a detour that you're going to need to plan some margin in the trip for. And then there's going to be some things that's going to come up that you're not going to know, and you're going to want to see. You're going to want to experience it. And I think that's great. That's a great parallel to life and to marriage, is that we have plans, but man, sometimes God has detours and sometimes God has better. And we don't want to miss those things. And so sometimes those detours are for better, and sometimes those detours are for worse.
Well, I think it's the for worse detours that bring people into your office.
Oh, no doubt.
That's where they come into you, and maybe you ask them on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? And they're usually at a place they're ready to walk.
Yeah, when I ask them, I'll do the scale a lot of times. And I know you don't click a button to come in and talk to somebody and fill out a form when you're at an 8. No one comes into my office and says, man, actually I did. I had my first person say, no couple though comes in and says, oh, we're doing really good. I just want to let you know. Mm-hmm. I did actually this past week have a guy come back, and I'm like, so how can I help? We had already been meeting together, and he said, man, I just want to let you know life's good and I'm doing great. And I was like, you are the first person.
That's awesome.
But that never happens other than that. I think the thing that's important in marriage, and if you're listening today, which if you're hearing me say this, you are listening, then we've got to have this Google Earth view. When we get in those pits, when you're home with 3 sick kids or maybe you're in a deep pit, maybe it was infidelity, or maybe you're dealing with a deep, intense sickness or something, we've got to realize that pit you're in doesn't define your marriage. Mm-hmm. It doesn't define life down the road, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and that there is hope. And I think having that Google Earth view, being able to kind of scale back and look at everything as the whole and seeing the entire trip, like our trip for next summer, I'm looking at my Google Maps. I've already mapped it out.
Yeah.
And it's crazy to look at where we'll go. Mm-hmm. And I've got to remember when we're in it to have that big view.
Well, I know this summer, something that made me think of that, we went on a little trip, just the two of us. We got away for a couple of nights. It was fairly local. We loved to kayak and camp. And on that, we went out and we had this big idea that we were going to kayak over to this restaurant we were going to go to across the lake. But that afternoon, we got out on the kayaks and we just went just kind of piddling around. We went over to, we paddled over to this beautiful spot. We kind of got out of the kayaks, just took it easy.
Like, we were going to go back home after that trip, rest up, and then kayak back to the restaurant.
Yeah. Well, we get over there and we start seeing it's getting cloudy. We might want to head on back.
Oh, was it cloudy?
And we start paddling, and the winds start blowing.
Massive
and the
storm
rain
comes
down, and we are paddling across this little channel, and
we're still a ways away from our campsite.
Way too far away at that point.
I mean, that wind was just coming. I mean, our kayaks are filling with water. The wind is coming at such a clip. We are desperately paddling, and we are going nowhere.
Nowhere. Well, at one point, you got ahead of me, and we reached a point where there was a buoy, and I grabbed onto the buoy just to give my arms a break, and I just held on the buoy, and it was pulling me backwards.
The buoy.
And you eventually caught back up with me.
I stopped paddling for 10 seconds, and I was blown back to you. But eventually,
Yeah.
The skies cleared, and we paddled on back home.
And we were exhausted.
We were so tired.
But we were so happy to be back.
We did not go out to eat that night.
No, we decided to stay in. But wherever you are in your marriage, I think we start out with this idea that it's going to be so great. It doesn't matter what season you're in. You might be in a season right now where you're just enjoying kind of basking in the sunshine a little bit, mm-hmm. and you've gotten to the pretty little island, and you're enjoying it. And guys, enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Enjoy that. And now's
take
the time
it in and thank
to
thank God for it.
Yeah, but now's the time to make a habit of intentionally investing in each other.
Yep.
If you're in the good times, then you need to begin to take in the concepts that build your marriage in a healthy way, that can have fun together and spend time and just soak it in.
And doing that is like setting up a little emergency fund in your bank account. Mm-hmm. You make those deposits when the time is good, because it's not going to stay good. There's going to be stuff. There's going to be storms that roll in. And you've got to be able to withdraw mm-hmm. from that bank account. You got to have something in there to pull from.
But if you're in that torrential downpour and you feel like you're doing everything, just keep bailing water out of the raft, and you feel like your marriage is going nowhere, you feel like you're sinking, one thing that's good to do is keep in mind that when you started out together, you were rowing together and you were headed in a particular destination.
Yeah.
You might need to take a breath right now, hold on to the buoys, and just get some perspective again, and just keep your eye on the shore. And Scripture tells us that in Galatians 6:9 says, "Do not grow weary in doing good or doing what's right. At the proper time, you'll reap a harvest if you don't give up."
Mm-hmm. And that verse is there because the Lord knows that doing the right thing and leaning in is hard, mm-hmm. And you're going to want to give up. But it takes work to get the harvest, and I'm telling you, the harvest is beautiful.
Yeah.
And so hang in and keep battling.
And keep your focus on the Lord. Fix your eyes on Jesus. He's mm-hmm. the author and perfecter of our faith, mm-hmm. meaning He's written this. He knows what's coming. He's not surprised when you walk through these hard times in your marriage, but so many times we're looking for a way out when God's wanting to show us a way through.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Keep paddling.
That's good. Well, we don't have all the answers, and we're not experts, but we're still learning with you, and we'll learn right along each other. And we're not going to solve all marriage problems in 30 minutes.
No, but we're embracing our own adventure, and we're loving all the highs, and we're kind of learning to wade through the lows, and we're figuring it out, and all the in-between stuff. So we hope you're going to come along with us and join us on this journey.
So each week we want to try to give you some action steps. Sometimes those are built into the actual podcast itself, but sometimes we'll just hit them at the end. And I think the biggest action step now is setting up that emergency fund we're talking about, making investments in your relationship with your spouse, especially if you're in the good times. Because that's going to get you through the bad times. So we want to challenge you to go over to the world-renowned marriageadventure.com website and join our Marriage Adventure Challenge. And here's what this challenge is. It challenges you to do 52 adventures in 52 weeks. Now, boring, normal people call them dates. We call them adventures. So it's going to challenge you to do 52 adventures in 52 weeks with you and your spouse. Now, here's what an adventure is. An adventure is anytime you and your spouse are intentionally spending time together having fun.
Yeah.
That's it. It could be something massive. It could be a new project you're going to undertake. This right here is a challenge for us, the podcast and an adventure. Or it could be walking around the neighborhood, man. You got a few minutes, walk around the neighborhood. It could be putting a sock on the doorknob, spending a little bit of time together. Whatever it is, sign up for it. And when you sign up for it, you'll get a free download of a ton of ideas. It'll give you the rules, the hashtag, all that on social. And join us for that. Invest in your relationship.
And you can also challenge another couple to do this, because
yep.
a good way to keep on to an adventure and keep doing pressing forward is to have accountability and to add a little bit of a game, a challenge to it. And you could challenge other couples to not just try to beat you to that 52nd date, but also to encourage them to stay focused on their marriage as well.
That's right. Well, it's been great being with you today, and join in with us next time. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Then head on over to Facebook and Instagram and give us a follow. Have a great week.